Well, hello and welcome to the Daily Inspiration today. This is Brother Jeff Chapman from down here in the mountains of Tennessee. Just excited about opening my Bible and finding the precious treasure of God, the truth of God. What a blessing to have the Word of God. Remember that verse out of the book of Psalms that says that God has exalted His Word above His name. His Word is not going to pass away. His Word is going to stand the test of time. His Word is going to prove us. His Word is our instruction in righteousness. So let us love the Word. It's the bread of life. Eat it and you will live. I want to take you to the book of Psalms today. I want to take you to chapter 78. And I want to take you to verse 40. There was some sins of Israel back here. They provoked God. It's telling the story of the wilderness here, how the children of Israel were chosen by God to leave Egypt and go into a land flowing with milk and honey, their own land. And it was even prophesied of Abraham that these children of Israel would go into captivity, serve another nation 400 years. Then God would judge that nation, and they would go out and prosper and possess the promises of God. Well, as we know the story, it was a sad one. And here I'm going to read you a little passage so that we can learn from it. Chapter 78, verse 40. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. Do you see what I see in this passage? Provoking God, often provoking God. Now, we all are weak human beings that fail the grace of God at times. And we need to cry out for his forgiveness and his mercy. But when we do the same thing over and over and over, and our hearts are hard, this provokes God. They provoked him. They did it often. They did, I think there was 10 major events in this two-year period that they just basically rebelled against the commandment of God. Then it says they grieved him in the desert. Well, we know the scripture says to grieve not the Spirit of God. It's the most precious thing we have, to grieve God. And the worst thing you can ever do would be to turn back, to turn your back on God, to just say no, God. Well, according to this passage, it says, yea, they turned back and tempted God. Do you remember the story of Lot leaving the town of Sodom? They were fleeing Sodom at the commandment of holy angels. And they were fleeing destruction and judgment and fire and brimstone. And there was something the angel said, do not do. And that was, flee and do not look backward. Do not look back. Do not look at the destruction. Do not look at that old sinful city of Sodom. Get away. Flee as a bird to the mountain. Safety. Keep your eye on God and his commandment and do not turn or look back. Well, we know the story. Mrs. Lot, she turned and she was turned into a rock of salt, a big pillar of salt. Here it says they turned back and tempted God, and this is really the gist I want to give you today, the next word, and limited the Holy One of Israel. Putting limits on God is probably one of the more common sins people do today. To limit God is a sin. God has said he will, he can, and he does. And to say, like the serpent said to Eve, yea, hath God said, you really think God said that? You really think God means that? So there's one thing about looking at the scripture honestly and trying to figure out what it says with a good and an honest heart. But to say, God wouldn't do that for me. God can't do that. God's stuck too busy limiting God. Well, I want you to know it's a very common sin today. And any limitation of him, his promises, is the same as what Israel did. We cannot limit God and limit him what he said he would do. It's a travesty. They were cut off. They were destroyed for limiting God. You remember the story at Kadesh Barnea? They went and spied the land and found it to be an exceeding good and fertile and nice land. They came back with a cluster of grapes so big that men had to carry it on a pole, grapes as big as oranges perhaps. And those grapes of Eshcol were like none they'd ever seen, an exceeding good land. And Joshua and Caleb stood up with boldness and said, let us go at once and possess the land. The Lord has given it to us. Knowing that there were fenced cities, giants, innumerable obstacles, but God had said, I'm giving you this land. But 10 said, no. Oh, they murmured, they limited God, they doubted God, and God sent them out for another lap in the wilderness, about a 40-year lap. And all the people that murmured died, and their carcasses fell in the wilderness, and they did not inherit the land, but their seed did. I want you to know today, limiting God is a sin. And they said they remembered not his hand nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. You and I, if we've been saved from our sins and delivered from the grip of the devil and the bondage of iniquity, we need to look back continually and remember that glorious day of our deliverance when Jesus Christ washed us in his blood, forgave our sins, and made us that new creature. And I'll tell you, if you haven't had that experience, you can. It's real. Don't limit God. He can take a religious man and change him. He can take a drug addict and change him. We have no thing that God cannot do. Nothing is too hard for God. I just want to increase your faith with this today. Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. May God help us today to have faith and to believe him. I'll give you in closing Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Thank you for your call today. 099 will enter the open the voicemail if you'd like to leave us a request or a question, need help, need salvation, need fellowship, just give us a call and 099, leave us a message there. And if anybody there needs somebody to talk to about the deeper things of the Bible or need help getting saved or working through a problem, I'll give you my cell phone number. It's 423-618-9491. That's 423-618-9491. Jesus bless you and help you, not limit him, but to believe him. Goodbye.